Welcome back, everybody. Here to Newton, Fisher Field Stadium, the 8-man-1 state title game. Meade taking on Little River. Currently, the Buffaloes lead the Redskins 16-6. Second quarter getting ready to get underway. And what was two plays, two touchdowns for Meade has significantly slowed down here in the last back half of that quarter.
Yeah, both these teams, you know, defensively started to settle in a bit and, you know, figure some things out. So now what adjustments are going to be made?
They will flip-flop sides. Now Little River going left to right or east to west. Meade in the all-whites, purple helmets, purple numbers. Little River's in the all black. They've got the white numbers with the red trim today.
Great jersey matchup today.
It is quite aesthetically pleasing. There goes the give right up the gut, and there's going to be a tackle after a pickup of a couple. But they gave it to Lafferty. That time they're keying on number 7, but he did get a few. Going to bring up 3rd and 5.
I mean, just falls forward for 3 yards. What a luxury to have a guy like that.
Ball placed at the 25-yard line. 3rd and 5, Little River. Meade Buffalo's trying to make another defensive stop. One receiver far wide right. It's Young. There's one back in the backfield. It's Lafferty. They fake the give. They drop back to pass again. Stevens is wide open over the top, and they complete the pass, and they bring him down at the 20-yard line. And once again, everybody bid on the run, and Stevens steaks out, gets past, and luckily for the Buffaloes, that was Brock Keith making the stop, or that would have been 6.
Well, we see the Little River now trying to take 3 shots at that. First one was there but incomplete. The second one went for the touchdown. That one goes for another long gain. Seems like that's kind of a, you know, hey, they see it, let's go ahead and hit it right here.
Just outside the red zone now for the Redskins. One receiver to the right, one back is behind Conan. He fakes the give. He keeps it himself, takes around the left. Norris is there to meet him after a pickup of 3. Nice tackle by Braden Norris.
Okay, by Ryland.
2nd and 7 for the Redskins.
On the stop. Well, it was a great job by me to initially blow it up. You can see the footwork on display right there as you get the cutback and then still being able to make that a positive game.
It says 2nd and 6, but that looks like a long 6.
2nd and 6 and a half, maybe?
It's going to be 2 backs this time. Under center's Conan. Stevens is one of them. Lafferty's the other one. They're right behind him in a wing formation. They're going to be the give is quick to Stevens, the up back. And he is tackled quickly. Nice job up front. Brock Keith in on that one. Also looked like Brady Pepe once again in that nose tackle spot, bringing him down. But he got a couple more. 3rd and 3.
Yeah, that's where Little River kind of, you know, is in their groove, being able to turn forward for a few yards at a time. You got to respond here for Meade quickly.
Well, they're hoping to just keep doing that and eventually break one. Now in the shotgun power formation. Option play. Lafferty with it. Tries to cut it up inside. Gets the first down. And that's good for 3 or 4 almost every time they run it. Brock Keith again, who's been everywhere. He's had a ton of tackles tonight. Which is great for Brock Keith, but bad news for Meade because it means he's having to come up from that DB spot and make a lot of plays.
Yeah, and right now Little River doesn't seem to be necessarily winning the push battle vertically, but they're able to block in a way to expose those holes horizontally. And that's what they're taking advantage of.
9-20 to go in the half. 16-6 Meade, but Little River knocking on the door here from the 7-yard line, 1st and goal. In the shotgun, Lafferty's back there. He's going to take the snap. He's going to follow his lead blocker, Stevens, but he's caught quickly by Norris, who almost gets him, gets out of it, but stuck again. And by Clausen, who cleans it up. Well, Clausen and Keith both there to make sure Lafferty lost yardage on that play. Lost a yard, 2nd and goal from the 8.
Yeah, Bray Doors is going to be kicking himself there, boy. He could have had him for at least a 5-yard loss. Still a good job by the rest of Buffalo to claps in on that. But Doors doesn't miss many of those type of tackles.
Now he got a little stiff arm from Lafferty. It was tough to bring down. But nice job of team tackling. Good pursuit by the Buffs to make sure he didn't get out of that. Another double tight, this time an I formation. Conan's under center. Lafferty's the tailback. Or Lafferty's the fullback, rather. Young's the tailback. Lafferty with the lead block. Young tries to get the edge. They grab him by the ankles. He thought he was going to get in, and Stapleton makes a shoestring tackle to keep him out. It looked like he was going to walk into the end zone, but Stapleton, with those long arms, tackles him at the 5.
Yeah, excellent job by Stapleton. That was all packed in tight, and then all of a sudden, you know, you hit the sweep, and it's just nothing but space, clutch tackle.
Braden, also an excellent hurdler. He was eighth in state a year ago in hurdles, the 110 and the 300 hurdles. Double tight. Third and five. Little River trying to cut into this 10-point lead. Conan under center, give to the fullback. Stevens, they grab him around the waist. They try to keep him out, and great job up front. Norris would not let him go. That's going to be a pickup of maybe a yard. Fourth down upcoming as that Buffalo defense trying to hold. Ball's on the four-yard line. 7:20 to go in the half. Be leading 16-6 over Little River.
And Braden Horstrand, not the biggest guy out there, listed at, what, 150, and that's maybe generous, but
5'6", he's only 5'6".
he won the low man to the ground battle right there. That's what you got to do against a bigger man.
Two receivers out wide right, big fourth down, fourth and four. Conan under center, Lafferty's the tailback. They fake the give, he's going to come up throwing, he's looking right, Norris has him under pressure, he throws it to Stevens, he's stuck, and it's incomplete. Turnover on downs, pressure everywhere, and Norris in the face of Conan forces the incompletion, and the Mead is going to get the football back deep in their own territory.
Norris on the pressure, Corbin Clausen sticking to his man in the flat, being able to identify that and get there. Perfect defensive stand for Mead.
In our first four possessions, we've had three touchdowns. Since then, we've had three turnover on downs and a punt. Both defenses starting to feel their oats. 8:50 or 6:50 to go already. Time flying, and we got a first timeout of the game, and we will take it with them. So it's 6:50 to go in the half. It's Mead 16, Little River 6. We'll be back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
Lucky Star Casino is stuffing your pockets all month long. Every Saturday in November from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., step inside our money machine and stuff those pockets to win up to $5,000 cash. Earn entries every day starting November 1st. Just last month, over 5,000 people won more than $13 million in jackpots. Head to any of our six Oklahoma locations, including our brand new Wetonga Casino. Lucky Star Casino, the biggest jackpots are closer than you think.
Welcome back, everybody, to Newton, Kansas, here at Fisher Field Stadium, the home of the normally the home of the Railers. Right now, it's the 8-man-1 state championship game. It is Mead 16, Little River 6, but a big fourth down stop there by the Buffs when they needed it. They're going to take over now deep in their own territory, though. Ball's at the four-yard line, their own four, to start this possession, their first possession, or second possession here of the second quarter.
This is where, Trent, the field position battle comes to play. Obviously, you want to score here, but if you don't, you want to at least move that ball to get this kind of out of the shadow.
There goes the snap to Haynes. Give to Clausen, just trying to, use, as you mentioned, just get it out of the shadow of that end zone, and that's the guy you want to give it to. He picks up five quick ones.
Corbin Clausen,
who's, I mean, credit the Little River defense. He's had to earn every yard so far in this game after having 200 yards last week just on the touchdowns. That wasn't the total yardage number.
Did you ever have any of those nights yourself, Trent, where you say, man, I had 200 yards just on touchdowns?
I probably gave up 200 yards at some point, I'm sure. Second and seven. One receiver either side. Shotgun snap to Haynes. It's a quick pass over to Fold, and the tight end who breaks a tackle, gets through, and takes it all the way down to the 25-yard line. Nice job by Volden. And not a lot of speed, and they rarely throw it to Volden. He has 190 receiving yards all season. And that's a first down and then some. They're actually going to mark him down to the 23, just shy of the 25.
He only may have 190 yards, but it looks like he has 1,000 with the way he ran that route and, you know, got some extra yards. Don't let the big man get loose.
They've tried to throw that before. That time it worked. It was incomplete the previous. Haynes in the gun, receiver either side. It's an option play. Rolling to the left. He pitches it to Clausen. Clausen gets a little crease down to the 30-yard line, past the 30, and right at the first down marker. Nice 10-yard pickup, and he got it. First down and 10-yard run by Corbin Clausen, and that's maybe his longest run of the day, or one of them.
Torn Haynes right there, just showing, you know, the mastery of the offense, just the perfect timing right there, pitching at the last possible second. Good space between him and Clausen.
First and 10 from the 33, 5:30 to go in the half, 16-6. Mead leads Little River, one receiver either side. Snap, Haynes option to the other side, far side, right side. Stapleton with it. This time, nice tackle by Lafferty after a pickup of two. And had Lafferty not got him, Stapleton might have been off to the races.
That was Clawson on the run that right there, but Lafferty, or not Lafferty, excuse me, Stapleton, had a huge block on the edge. He just couldn't get quite turned up field. That would have been a lot of good yards right there because Stapleton blew somebody up over there.
Yeah, threw a nice block out in the end. It's probably why I said his name and not Corbin Clawson's there.
I don't blame you. It was a big-time block.
Nice. Stapleton's out wide right. Keith is wide left. Clawson once again in the backfield. Shotgun snap. Give Clawson left side. Looking for space. Bounces it outside. A nice job by the Little River defense of extending that play and not opening up any holes. Caden Schaefer with the tackle.
Caden Schaefer.
And the pickup of only about a yard or two. So it's third and six for the Buffaloes. Ball just shy of midfield at the 37-yard line.
It's all about that pursuit on the edge today. Both teams early on Trent showing some good work.
Redskins making meat earn it. They have moved it a little bit. One receiver either side. Haynes in the gun. Clawson to his right. He's going to pass it. He's going to roll right. He's going to look right. Nowhere to go. So he takes off. He gets the edge. Gets around Schaefer. Oh, stays in bounds and comes right back in. They thought he was going to step out. Crosses the 30-yard line down into the ground, the 27. Nice move by Haynes. Looked like he was just going to go out of bounds and picked up a couple extra yardage, there.
Well, Trent, just taking what the defense gives him. He's looking, he realizes it's not there, sees all that space. That's what you want to see from your quarterback, especially in a state title game.
16-6, been scoreless so far in this second quarter. 3:46 to go before the half. Meade leads by 10. First and 10 from the 27 of Little River. Clawson, wildcat snap. He's going to take it. He's hitting the legs instantly. Keeps him churning. Maybe got a yard, but he was hit quickly up front. Nobody bit that time. Didn't quite see you hit him first.
Yeah, it was a mess of people. It's an interesting play right there, Trent. They're on the far hash, and they run that power to the short side. It's not typical. I mean, you know, usually you only see that in the pros where they got a little bit more edge space, so kind of an interesting take on that play.
Ended up about a yard and a half, second and eight for the Buffs. Shotgun snap to Haynes. He fakes to give. He's going to throw it left side. He's looking for Keith. Keith comes back for it. Nice catch just with his fingertips inside the 10-yard line. And Keith had to come back for it. It was thrown short. And Keith puts it inside the 10. Great job by adjusting there by Brock Keith.
Yeah, just a sophomore, folks. And he's out here playing like a senior in this state title game. Haynes right there under pressure. That's why he was underthrown. Had to get rid of it quick. And great adjustment, as you mentioned, by Brock Keith.
That was sophomore on sophomore, Andrew Smith on the coverage with the tackle. First and goal, Buffaloes from the 7. 2:44 to go in the half. Big possession here. You want to stick this in. Little River, not a score quick team per se, although they did last week. Option pitch to the right. It's Stapleton. It's Clawson. He's hit stuck. Thought he was going to get into the end zone, and he's hit right at the sticks. Took a shot at Corbin Clawson.
Lafferty on the shot. I mean, my goodness.
Lafferty kept him out. Clawson thought he was going to get in there. He is right at the goal line.
That was a race to the pylon.
He had to hit him that hard to keep him out.
He did. Braxton Lafferty wins that race to the pylon.
You do not see that much. Corbin Clawson usually gets that extra yard. Second and goal from the 1 for the Buffaloes. Leading by 10. It's under 2 minutes to play. Clock a ticking. Clawson in the wildcat takes the snap, looking for space, gets it up inside, ducks forward. That's going to be a 1 yard touchdown plunge. Meade Buffaloes take the tag on to their score, 22-6. Here at the end of the first half is about to come to an end, and they're going to go for two.
Another situation where Meade, as they've done this first half, just big on big, get that yard or two a push. They have won that battle in this first half, and that's why they're leading.
Corbin Clawson's first touchdown of the day. Makes it 22-6. Important two-point conversion here. Meade's picked up two of these. Little River has missed their alone attempt. Same play. Snap. Clawson comes up throwing, though. He doesn't run it. He throws it forward to Norris, who tries to get in and does not. A little trickery there. Nobody bit for Little River. He's going to be stopped short of the line to gain. So with under 2 minutes to go, it is me 22, Little River 6 here as the half about to come to an end. And we want to thank Meade County Feeders, in today's market, not much wiggle room with over 25 years of feedlot experience. Meade County Feeders knows what it takes to help you realize a greater return on your cattle investment. Todd and Andy Gorman, proud to support the Meade Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Another big score that time. Clawson touchdown run. Nice drive that time for Meade. They had a couple big third downs they had to pick up, had to keep the chains moving, and not only that, they took a ton of time off the clock.
Well, that's the biggest thing. You put together a big drive from the shadow of your own end zone, essentially, and eat up all that time and punch it off, right? I mean, if you don't finish that drive at that point, it's kind of a momentum shift back to Little River, but now you've got them in a spot, as you mentioned, a team that typically, you know, is not prone to quick scoring. And, you know, it's a state title game, so you got to expect some craziness maybe out of their playbook. That's where you pull out that those last page of plays, if you will. So right here before the half, if Meade continue to be strong defensively, you can take a lot of momentum into that locker room.
This game moving right along almost to halftime. Buffs ready to kick this one off. Again, they're going right to left here.
Snap to kick off for the Buffaloes.
All three timeouts for Little River. Plenty of time, minute 45 left before the half. Meade has two. Here comes Clawson, and these are very rarely returned, and that one will not be either as it goes out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. What a weapon to have Corbin Clawson as a kicker as well.
And the touchback.
No doubt. In a day like this, too, where there's no wind, so he's not getting any help. If anything, maybe a crosswind, a little bit of disadvantage, still carrying those kicks.
And we've got the rare situation where there's two goalposts on either side. They have the goalposts set up for the 8-man game, but the 11-man goalposts in the back as well, as this field is marked typically for 11-man football. Little River takes over at the 15, first and 10. Their own 15. A little bit of confusion. There's 10 seconds on the play clock for Lafferty. He's got Stevens to his left. He's going to come up throwing. Quick throw, all batted down by Zach Volden. Thought they were going to run a little flat route out to the sideline, and Volden said no dice.
It's
going to be second and 10.
And just showing that size again. I mean, this is size that Little River probably hasn't had to deal with that much along the defensive line this season, and you get those big paws up there, you could affect things at the line.
Here's something different from the Redskins. Trips right, one receiver to the left. Lafferty's in the gun all by himself. We've got two DBs and a linebacker trying to guard that trips right set. Snap. It's a run all the way. Keeper up the middle. They tried to spread him out and hit him up the middle. Nice job up front by the Buffs. Colin Lumry there, as well as Cole Pape.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier, they're going to the spread look to just try to unload the box a little bit. I mean, the pressure has been intense for Meade. And still, I mean, that's what you've had to resort to if you're Little River.
Cole Pape, by the way, 265. He's the rotational lineman.
Must be nice to have that, yeah.
And Little River's not small up there, no. But Meade's pretty big for an 8-man football team. Third and 5 for Little River. Minute 6 to go in the half. 22-6, Meade leads. Right up the middle, Lafferty's got some space. They're going to have to track him down. He's past midfield. He's down to the 30 and pushed out of bounds. Almost broke it loose. And that took very little time. Braxton Lafferty showing those legs.
Yeah, and that's just a good hole opened up for their Carter Holloway and really kind of busted that edge open and created that space. If you give Lafferty that type of hole, he's going to at least get 10, 15 yards.
Got all the way down to the 32 with 57 seconds to go. Not only that, he stopped the clock. Little River going to get to save a timeout. Two receivers to the left. Lafferty again, all alone back there in the backfield. It's a snap. He's going to look to throw. Regathers it. Throws it to the middle. Looking for Young, and he caught the football. He's down to the 10 to the 5. Ball's on the ground, though. And they're going to say he's down. They're going to say he is down inside the 5-yard line, right around the 3. They just tackled him, and Young thought he was going to the house. There's Meade going to have to hold again from the 3-yard line. It looks like we're going to get a timeout. Timeout, Little River knocking on the door. It's 22-6 with 50 seconds to go in the half. You're listening to your K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. They are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about their 5% discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Back in Newton, 8-man, 1 state title game, 2 unbeaten. Somebody's going to fall today. Somebody's going to take home that state championship. 22-6, a score. Meade in front of Little River. 50 seconds to go. There are two timeouts for either squad. And if you're Little River, Tyler, you don't want to score too quickly. You want to make sure you use all this time. The ball's actually spotted at the 5. I thought they're going to say Young was down at the 5.
Yeah.
They did not give him his actual body kind of hydroplaned forward a couple yards, but they're not going to give him that. They're going to say the knee was down at the 5. From the gun. Oh, it's on the ground. Lafferty, the ball's loose. Meade tries to fall on it. Did they get it? Bad snap. Ball on the ground, and the Buffaloes had possession. Coming out of the timeout. They recover. Lumry was there. A couple different Meade Buffaloes. And they take over with 46 seconds to go. We talked about those turnovers, Tyler. That one unforced on a low snap. Lafferty just took his eyes off it.
And that one's a gut punch. You're down, you know, goal to goal for 5 yards out after a big play, a great strike from Lafferty to get you there. And then all of a sudden, you know, Meade's able to come up with the stop, essentially. They're an opportunistic defense. They will pounce on those if you let them.
Couldn't quite see who landed on the football.
I think it might have been Pepe.
I think it was.
Got on it. Hear that or Lumber?
I think it was Pepe who actually finally landed on it. Clawson around the right side. He's got a little crease. He makes a man miss, levels a guy, and takes it forward all the way up to the 20-yard, almost to the 20-yard line, first down. And a nice hard run by Clawson with 38 seconds to go. And now Meade's going to use a timeout.
Well, yeah, they broke kind of a good run. And the guy that Clawson was able to run over there was Lafferty. So it's 1-1 now in that matchup. After Lafferty got the big hit, Clawson gets the big truck.
Yeah, they are getting some shots in on each other. Ball is at the 18. I want you to stop by the Meade State Bank. That's a branch of the Stock Growers State Bank for your banking needs. Whether it's home, personal, commercial, farm, ranch loans, whatever you need, Tyler. Meade State Bank has you covered. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, located in Meade, Kansas. Meade State Bank is proud to support the Meade Buffaloes.
They were very, very pumped for this game, as we talked to them earlier in the week. Talked to Janice and some of those great folks over there. Of course, Meade County Fairs as well. But this is one they've had circled for quite a minute.
Shout out to Stan Shuey, who's probably listening because he had to work today, unfortunately. He took the Thanksgiving shift. Couldn't get off. Stan helping us call the last game. And really, I mean, if you're not working today, everybody in Meade's over there right now, I would imagine. With 38 seconds, first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Jet sweep action. Keith's going to cross in front of the formation, go to the other side. There's two receivers. Haynes looking to throw that side on the right. Middle field. It's picked off. They picked it off as Little River takes it down to the 15. Still on their feet, trying to take it inside the 10. Finally drugged down. Andrew Smith with the interception. Haynes stared down Stapleton, and with 27 seconds left, Little River gets the football right back.
Oh, my. I mean, what a big-time shift again. I mean, you think if you're Meade, okay, you bust the play, you're going to take a shot here, try to get to the end zone, and then you commit that mistake. Now Little River back to where they were before the turnover, getting a shot with a few seconds here before half.
If one thing's defined Little River, they are never out of it. They have, you don't have them down. They the next play, they're always looking to get the football right back, and that time, the quick answer is both teams trade turnovers and trade shots here. 22-6. Meade's going to have to hold again inside the 10-yard line. First and goal from the 8. Redskins have two timeouts. Trips to the right. One receiver to the left. Lafferty in the gun. He's going to go left. Tried to catch. Norris catches him. And nice job coming up from the corner spot by Stapleton. A pickup of maybe a yard.
Lafferty,
they'd sent no blockers over there. Norris has been shadowing Lafferty all night. And they're going to get a timeout now. Little River's going to use their second one with 25 seconds to go in the half. 22-6, Meade leads.
Yeah, and they had snuck a kind of a chip blocker out there for Norris, but you got to do more than that. You can't let him just fight off a chip block. And then you mentioned Stapleton as well coming up from his spot. The great 1-2 tackle right there.
Both defenses really coming to play. This 22 points, I mean, Little River's given up. They gave up 32 last week and 26 in the quarter. Canton Galvo. They played twice. They scored 52 on them the first time. That's really the only school that have scored this much, really, on Little River. And Meade's been, you know, they're if you can get over 20 on Meade, Hill City's the only team to do it.
Yeah.
Last week, they scored 34.
I mean, and that is next level elite, folks. I mean, you talk about 8-man with the space, and generally, you know, some of these runs you see 11-man that would go for 2 or 3 wind up going for 5 and 8 just because of the space. So to have a defense that you could say, hey, we don't give up more than, you know, usually about 10 to 15 points a game, that is remarkable.
Gave him 2 yards. It's going to be 2nd and goal from the 6 for the Redskins.
Let's go, Skins!
They're going to spread it out a little bit. Trips right, one receiver left. Lafferty in the gun. Snap. He rolls right. He's going to look to throw. He's going to look to throw right back across the middle of the field. Stevens is wide open. Back of the end zone for a touchdown, Little River. With 21 seconds left in the half, Lafferty off the interception by Andrew Smith. Takes 2 plays and throws it to Stevens. It's 22-12.
A perfectly drawn up play, a release route, if you will, right there by Stevens to be able to get himself open late in that play, and Lafferty being able to kind of keep his feet, or keep his eyes, excuse me, downfield, be able to see that one.
Lead is back to 10 for Meade. Going to try to make it a one possession game with this 2-point conversion is Little River. Wing set, there's one back to his right, one behind Conan. Option play, tries to get inside, he get there and he just gets enough. Stapleton tried to keep him out, but he didn't. And with 21 seconds left in the half, Little River cuts the lead to 8. It's Meade 22, Little River 14. You're listening to your K101 Road to the Top.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Back in Newton. Battle of Wills here in the 8-man-1 state title game. We saw a defensive battle broke out. We saw teams trade turnovers, and it is a tight one, 22-14 with 21 seconds to go in the half. And Buffs got a little fancy, tried to throw a pass, tried to force the issue, and Little River with the interception and scoring 2 plays later.
Yeah, well, and despite those mistakes by both teams, we talked about it already, these teams will not flinch. It doesn't matter what happens. It could be a game at any point, so... We're getting pretty much everything we expected, I think a bit more out of this one so far.
Keith and Stapleton back deep to receive. Rylan Conan going to kick off for Little River. Depending on how this kickoff goes, I don't know if we're going to see the Buffs run a play.
Yeah, I don't know if they would risk it, to your point.
And Little River is going to get the football to start the second half. It's a short kick. Bounces right around the 15. They're going to pick it up by Keith, and he's grabbed. Has to hold on to the football and gets out of it. He's back up to the 20, past the 20 to the 23. And that kickoff return really took a lot, about 5 seconds off the clock. 16 to go in the half. He takes over right around the 23-yard line.
Yeah, I can't imagine Meade's going to try to get too fancy here. Really, no reason to risk it. You got the lead going in a half. Yes, Little River will get the ball back, but your defense, for the most part, has been pretty stout.
First and 10. One receiver either side. Brock Keith on the short side towards us on the left. One tailback. The give is to Clawson. Gets a block from Volden. Takes it up 1 or 2 yards, and he's finally brought down.
Got a flag that looks like might be a false start.
Our first flag of the game.
Yeah, the flag of the play.
Too many men in the backfield right.
Too many men in the backfield. So illegal formation. Going to move the ball back 5. Comes first and 15. First penalty of the game, rare. This late in a state title game, one penalty.
Right, but, I mean, we've talked about it. These teams execute at a high level, so it's no surprise that they're very disciplined.
Buffs are going to use their final timeout with 11 seconds to go here. I'm not sure what you talk about here.
I mean, you know, at the very least, say, hey, guys, you know, make sure execution is proper here. You don't want another, you know, mistake, whether it be a turnover or whatever. Plus, you know, you're going to, it's not like you roll over the timeouts anyway, so might as well, you know, just make sure here.
Yeah, why not use it, I suppose. I mean, I'd be shocked if they throw it here after the interception.
Yeah, I can't see it. And, you know, Little River's been really good on their downfield coverage. Andrew Smith, who made the pick, sophomore, has been like glue on whether it's Stapleton or whoever trying to break loose. Brock Keith really have only had one kind of collapse back there, and that was when Smith fell over on the sideline and Keith was able to haul that one in. Other than that, it's been pretty airtight.
22-14, Buffs lead Little River. Meads led the whole game. They scored on their first two possessions from scrimmage. It's been the difference in the game is that super quick start. Since then, both teams have really dialed in defensively. We've had a fumble recovery by the Buffs. We've had an interception by Little River. 11 seconds to go here in the half. One receiver to either side. Meade with the football. Keith's going to run in front of Haynes. Go to the right. Haynes rolls right. He's going to throw it. He's going to not only throw it, he's going to throw it deep. Looking for Stapleton and overthrew everybody. Stapleton stopped running. Haynes threw it over his head. Coverage there in the back end by Andrew Smith.
Well, that's what it was. It wasn't so much that Stapleton stopped running, but he just kind of collided with Smith because Smith was over the top on him. Made sure he wasn't really going anywhere.
He was a good 10, 15 yards off of him on the line of scrimmage. He was not going to let Stapleton run deep. Well, time for one more play. We'll see if they take a knee here or maybe just a handoff. I don't know. They got two receivers either side. Haynes in the shotgun. He's going to throw it. He's going to throw it quick. Quick out and a pitch, a hitching pitch to the right side to Clawson, who's out of bounds with 1 second on the clock. He picked up maybe 6 or 7 yards. They're going to say seven.
We talked about busting out the last page plays, if you will, and it looks like Meade's emptying them before half.
The ball's at the 29. I don't think that's close enough for Haynes to get it to the end zone. I don't think he's got that kind of arm on him.
No, but if you get a man in space, that's all it takes, I guess.
They tried a little trickery in the hitching pitch. Ran it to the short side of the field, though. Might have been part of the problem. Haynes going to throw it. Throw it quick. He's going to throw it out to Bolden. Picks it up, lowers his shoulder, and he's pal driven to the ground by Braden Young. And that's going to do it for the first half. Close game here for the state title in 8-man-1. It's Meade 22, Little River 14. Back with halftime on your K101 Road to the Top.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did. Do you need money and need it fast? Well, it never hurts to ask. And Benbrook Loans has deep roots in Woodward as a local loan company for over 40 years. They offer auto loans, bad credit loans, business loans, cash advance, payday loans, and title loans. Come to 9th and Main and speak with one of the experienced loan officers to find your solution today. Or give them a call at 580-256-5766. At Benbrook Loans, they really believe when you need cash, it never hurts to ask. And Benbrook Loans can make it happen.
Bring in the new year at the first annual Crystal Gala. This Crystal Christmas fundraising event will be held at the Woodward Conference Center on December 31st with doors opening at 8 p.m. and the live band taking stage at 9. Heavy hors d'oeuvres, champagne, and chocolates will be included with your $40 ticket. Also, enjoy a card raffle, tactical shooting range, silent auction, and prize balloon drop at midnight. Tickets are available at the Woodward Chamber of Commerce, K101, Pioneer Cellular, and Getzinger Abstract. There will be a cash bar, so attendees must be 21 or older. No tickets will be sold at the door. Black tie is encouraged. All proceeds go to support Crystal Christmas, so come out and join us for an unforgettable New Year's in Woodward at the Crystal Gala.
Back in Newton, 8-man-1 state title game, Meade 22, Little River 14 in a great football game so far. Started out quick, looked like we were going to have a shootout of some sort, and that turned into a defensive battle at the end, and a late touchdown by Little River making it real interesting here heading into the half.
Well, and you saw both teams, you know, you mentioned those fireworks early. After that, you saw both teams really kind of settle in defensively. Ray Norris started coming on pretty strong for Meade. And then on, you know, the Little River side, their front line responded to being pushed around a little bit on those first few plays. And they played very well over the top of the back end. So, like you mentioned earlier, it's kind of settled into that battle we thought it would be from the jump. Both these teams being able to keep their composures after either mistakes or kind of punch, counterpunch. It's been really fun to see.
Yeah, it has. And we had a fun one last night as well, as we saw Timberlake punch their ticket. And as you mentioned a little bit before here, Timberlake's going to play Mountain View Goatee Bowl in that Class C state title. That'll be next Friday night at Southwestern. We're going to have that one for you here on K101. As a semifinal is going to be Shattuck and Laverne. They're going to play in Woodward.
Yeah.
And, that's going to be one of the semis. The other one's going to be Balco. Forgan's going to take on Dewar in Enid. So that's going to be a Class B semis. And obviously UCO is going to hold the 4A state title game. That's going to be Clinton taking on top-ranked Tuttle. Cashin going to move on to their semifinal. I'm not real sure Cashin plays. I know Morrison beat Tonkawa.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it.
I have to look up that bracket. But Morrison's still one of those teams there. Also, I'm trying to think of who else is alive there in A. But, Pawhuska. They might get Pawhuska. I think that's actually who they have. I think they might play Pawhuska in round two. But we'll get clarity on that there and try to figure it out for you. But it's full. A lot of state title games going on. Fortunately, Canadian gets beat yesterday. They're eliminated. But, it's a great day for football. It's been such a great couple weeks for football games. I mean, right now, wind kicking up a little bit. But it's a gorgeous day.
Oh, I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather. I mean, we've been in situations like this same time of year where there's been snow on the ground, it's been freezing, it's ugly. I mean, it's good football weather, but as a spectator and broadcaster, you go, man, I wish it was just about a bit warmer. That's been today. It's been about perfect in that sense, and really getting the most out of that.
Yeah, and here's how we got here. It's starting out very quickly. First play from scrimmage was a 47-yard touchdown run by Torin Haynes, and then Corbin Clausen got the two-point conversion, made it 8-0. Little River got the ball, turned it over on downs, three and out, turned it over on downs, and then it went right back to Meade, who then scored from their next play from scrimmage. Torin Haynes to Brock Keith, 62-yard touchdown pass. Corbin Clausen gets that two-point run. All of a sudden, it's 16-0 early, and then the answer came from Little River. 55-yard touchdown pass from Rylan Conan to Braxton Lafferty to make it 16-2-6. Extra point was no good. Then we started to go back and forth. There was a turnover on downs. There was a punt. There was another turnover on downs. Both teams kind of trading shots at each other. The defense is stepping up. Then a fumble recovery as Little River was getting ready to go into the end zone. They were inside the 10.
5 yards there, yeah.
Inside. We're right at the 5-yard line. And Meade recovers. Brady Pepe picks it up. Meade looks like they got time to score. There's under a minute to go. They've got a timeout left. And then they throw an interception. Little River gets the ball right back with about 30 seconds plus on the clock. And they quickly get a Braxton Lafferty 6-yard touchdown pass to Grant Stevens. So that was then the two-point conversion run by Rylan Conan made it 22-14. So the two-point runs early Meade needed, or it actually gave them quite a bit of a cushion. As the one-for-one on those for Little River makes it a one-score game currently sitting here at 8. And I don't know, I mean, both is pretty much what we thought we'd see. Both teams really trying to wear each other out up front. It's really going to come down to who has the most energy in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, these two teams have come out just throwing haymakers essentially on both sides of the ball. And, you know, we know both these teams stylistically have been the superior teams against all their opponents previously. Say, hey, we're going to win that second half out, if you will, by wearing down your opponent. I mean, who comes out and, you know, wins in the battle of two teams that are so elite at that? That's where it gets really tough. I mean, you're going to see, you know, we talk about the minute, the small differences in teams like this. Who's going to be able to open up that extra hole on the line? Who's going to be able to shoot through the gap and make that clutch tackle? It's going to come down to essentially those type of small things, maybe even a couple plays there at the end.
Yeah, the turnovers, we mentioned, Meade gets a ton of them all year. They do have one in this game. They're used to racking those up. So that could be something to watch there in the second half, who can hold on to the football the most. As both teams, as you mentioned, real disciplined. There's only been one penalty this entire game, and that is just emblematic of the coaching that we have on both these squads. A team like Meade is a senior-laden team. Really, they just don't make a ton of mistakes. They don't beat themselves. Neither one of these teams do. And really, I mean, if you're Little River, I mean, there is a, I don't know that there has been a Kevin Ayers team that's beat themselves in any way, shape, or
right.
form.
Well,
you got to take it from them.
Yeah, it's a culture thing. You know, Coach Lewis has installed that well and continued that this season to make sure these guys are mentally prepared. And then you talk about the senior-laden team. When you get like that and then you start seeing those guys execute, it allows the younger guys. You talk about Brock Keith, who's had a big game as a sophomore. He's feeding off those seniors, right? He knows he's got to step up in those big moments, not be fazed by, you know, the task at hand, whether it's State Tyler or whatever have you. And it goes the same way for Lower River. It's just, it's always impressive to see that because it's so hard. It's so hard to be able to do and keep that consistent, much less for a game, but for a full season.
Yeah, it is, and we're going to have a great second half in store for you. It's been a tight one all game long, and we're going to get the second half that's going to decide who takes that state title home. It's going to come up after this. It's at the half. It's Meade 22, Little River 14. You're listening to your K101 Road to the Top.